News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Home for Good are a new group that have been established to campaign on constitutional issues relating to the right of a home. Essentially, they think it should be enshrined in the Constitution. Fergus Finlay is involved with the group. He is, of course, the former CEO of Bernardo's. Fergus, why do you think that there should be a constitutional right to a home?
Well, I think we should have a constitutional right to safe, secure, dignified shelter. We're not advocating for a free house for everybody, and it would be nothing to try and do that and pretend to do that. Nothing in this world is free, and nothing in the way of providing your own home is designed to be free or should be free. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I guess my perspective on it is formed by the fact that before I retired, I worked for a number of years with an organization that worked day in and day out with homeless children, trying to minimize the damage that homelessness does to children. And I came to the view that homelessness, particularly enforced homelessness, particularly as it affects children, is simply barbaric and unacceptable in a country like ours. I guess also my view is formed by the fact that we already have in our constitution perhaps the strongest assertion in the world of property rights. And it desperately needs to be balanced by something that enables policymakers and lawmakers to make change in relation to things like compulsory purchase and planning and so on.
Is there, you say, look, we're not campaigning for the right to a free house. That's the worry, isn't it, from other people? We had the Taoiseach in studio and he didn't speak about it today, but I know he's spoken previously about the dangers of putting something into the Constitution of, you don't know how the courts will interpret it. And look, maybe it's a stretch, but you don't want a Supreme Court at some stage down the line to interpret a right to a home as a right to a free house.
Well, and that's why we came together as a group of people to do proper research on this, to try and figure out what is the right wording, what is the right approach, what is the right message. At our first meeting, we said to each other, look, this is going to be characterised as form a queue lab, they're giving out free houses. That's not what we're advocating for, and it's not what we're campaigning for. In fact, I don't think it's, you know, I think it would be irresponsible to take that approach. But you know, there are new models of tenure being developed all the time. People are talking about cost rental approaches. The voluntary housing organisations are one of the great success stories in Ireland. They're not building free homes. They're building homes that are paying for themselves over time. So this is a problem that can be done. The one of the barriers in the way of it is culture. One of the barriers in the way of it is political will. And I think a really frank, open, honest conversation about the deprivation involved in homelessness would help to change those cultures.
All right. On that note, Fergus Finlay, who, as I said, is the CEO of Bernardo's, he is involved in that new group, Home for Good, who are going to be campaigning on constitutional issues, as Fergus said, to balance the property rights, those strong property rights in the Constitution, with a constitutional right to a dignified dwelling. Fergus, thanks a million for speaking to us.